Sweeney, what are you doing out here? My bed got cold without you. Yes. Yet I need my snuggle buddy. Yes, that's you. Please come back to bed. Yeah, I'll just think of something and we'll fall asleep together. Okay, here. Get under the blanket. There. This always makes me sleepy, having you close. It's like home base. Just sit here in the center. Put your arms wrapped around me. Start by closing your eyes. Now we're in position. Just relax. I can hear your heartbeat. So strong. What? Oh, you want me to keep talking?
I'll try. See how I'll help you go to sleep. I might go to sleep.
What to talk about? Oh, you know what? The other day I saw something about, like, getting to know your partner questions better or something. And one of them I remember was like, discuss your favorite toy as a child. Makes me think a lot about Sesame Street for some reason. Now that was educational programming. You've heard of Sesame Street, right? No? How have you not heard of Sesame Street? Okay. Well, you were very deprived, and I must educate you. So, Sesame Street's big mascot, I guess, is Big Bird. They used to sing at the beginning of every show, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? And part of the theme song, I think, was like, how did it start? Sunny days sweeping the clouds away, on my way to where the air is clean, I think. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? And I was always trying to teach kids something new, letters and numbers. And every show at the end would be like, today's show was sponsored by the letter E and the number 4. And all throughout the show they'd be doing little skits and stuff about that letter and that number, putting the letter in words and counting and things. Oh, there was a, speaking of counting, there was like a Dracula character. He was purple. And he had a little monocle, I think, and a pointy nose, and he was called the Count. And he would count up to whatever the day's number was. So if it was 4, he would be counting maybe bats or something, and he would say, one bat, two bats, three bats, four bats, or something. I can't do it. Don't laugh at me, I'm sorry. I promise this is a dear part of every little kid's childhood needs Sesame Street. Oh, and Big Bird. I was talking about Big Bird. Big Bird was just a huge bird that lived in a nest on Sesame Street. He had made his nest in the Sesame Street because that was his home, I guess. And there were real people on the street too, in addition to all the little Muppet characters. And Big Bird was gotta be 9 feet tall or something. Even taller than all the other real people. And there's a lot of things about neighborhoods and friendship and homes. Big Bird was all yellow feathers, yellow beak, and then his feet, and these tall, lanky feet. His legs were all orange, and his feet were orange, and then he had pink stripes around his legs. And when I was a little kid, you heard of Teddy Ruxpin, right? Teddy Ruxpin was like this mechatronic or whatever little teddy bear that would read stories to you. Well, instead of a Teddy Ruxpin, I had a Big Bird, and Big Bird and I would read stories. His beak would open and close as he read the story to you. And then it'd ding or something, and you turn the page and it'd keep reading. And then there was Cookie Monster. I learned some bad habits from Cookie Monster, I think. And I totally could have lived by Cookie Monster's mantra, which is, C is for cookie, it's good enough for me. And he would just see cookies and go crazy. He had these, there was a blue monster with a big mouth and real bobbly googly eyes. And he would just scarf down cookies. Cookie. And who else lived on Sesame Street? Oh. Not too far from Big Bird's nest lived Oscar, and Oscar was a grouch. He lived in a trash can because he loved trash. That was his little theme, I guess. And see, I'm getting sleepy too. Yeah, close your eyes and think about all these crazy characters. And Oscar was a green monster, I guess, because he was kind of gross, and he would come out of the trash can with the trash can lid on his head, and he had these little green grimy fingers and like a thick eyebrows or maybe a unibrow or something. He would think about how he loved trash, everything grimy and gummy and something ragged and rotten and rusty. Something like this. But what was cool was even Oscar the Grouch had a friend on Sesame Street. And his friend was a little pet worm that would come around. Because I guess that worm loved trash too, so they had something in common. I think the worm's name was Squirmy or... No, maybe Slimy. And Slimy would come and visit Oscar and they puppeteered the little worm and he would scoot along, flattening out and then making a upside down U and then flatten out again. And then sometimes he'd raise his head and point one way or another or something, or shake it, or nod. I don't think he really talked. I think Oscar just sort of responded to him. Oh, and then when it's bath time, you go join Ernie. And Ernie had a roommate named Bert. Yeah, I know, roommates. Bert always wore a vest or a turtleneck or something. He was very straight and narrow. And he was like a skinny puppet with a tall head. And Ernie was a stout puppet with a fat head. But Ernie's, other than Bert, Ernie's friend was his rubber ducky. And somehow, I guess, I got a fondness for rubber duckies out of this show. The rubber ducky would be in the bath, and there was a song about the rubber ducky. And Bernie had this funny laugh. It was like, no, that's probably not, that's probably awful. Anyway, but so when he sang with the rubber ducky, it was time for bath, it would be like, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so much fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. And they would sometimes make the ducky squeak or something. It's funny how much of these little songs I remember. Something about... What about music? I guess that's why they taught it that way, so you'll remember as a kid. Oh, and Big Bird's, one of Big Bird's friends was called a Snuffleupagus. I can't remember if it was his imaginary friend or his pet or something. But there was this Snuffleupagus that was sort of looked like an elephant, if I remember. I think it had a trunk, but it was brown. And maybe it had eyelashes and some kind of pink or something. I don't know. I think there was a song about Snuffleupagus. I can't really remember that one. All I can think about is Hippopotamus for Christmas at this moment because I'm so sleepy. As a kid, it's nice to think about living on Sesame Street where there's no clouds or storms, cares are swept away. Everybody wants to be your friend, and even if you feel left out or like a misfit, you can fit right in and find a friend on Sesame Street. Even if you're a grouch or a monster, enormously tall, or whatever. You're always welcome. There's someone to play with. Ugh.